makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test.
Norman Hutchins, God's Got a Blessing. So we're talking about these financial products, ESG indices, financial products that are evaluating companies based on the ESG factors. So though these indices, which are groups of equities from selected companies, were originally developed to measure the performance of markets, over time, they become popular as a passive investment strategy. So with respect to climate change, investors are often interested in products like low-carbon indices, which evaluate factors like a company's production of fossil fuels, total greenhouse gas emissions, GHGs, greenhouse gas emissions, and GHG intensity. There are many other varieties of ESG indices developed to consider climate change, such as index funds that are focused on climate-related opportunities that invest in companies that are developing clean energy technologies. Are you looking for that yourselves? I know that when it comes to investing, very often we have purposes, we have causes that are important to us. Is this one of them that you're adding to the mix? Looking for companies that are doing something good, healthy for our environment, which of course means they're doing something good and healthy for us, all of us. The variety of ESG indices allows different investors to use different financial products to achieve their investment goals. Financial industry experts pointed to milestones like the January 2018 announcement from the New York State Common Retirement Fund, which is the largest, third largest pension fund in America, that it plans to double its investment in the risk-aware low-emission RAEL, R-A-L-E, RAEL, risk-aware low-emission equities index from $2 billion to $4 billion. The New York State Common Retirement Fund, NYSCRF, was the first U.S. public pension fund to create a low-carbon index. The RAEL strategy aims for a carbon footprint that is 75% lower than the Russell 1000 index benchmark. In March 2018, NYSCRF also established a decarbonization advisory panel, signaling a long-term commitment to the issue. There are a number of other policy developments that are driving the growth of this field. For example, in January, the European Commission High-Level Expert Group on Sustainable Finance reviewed challenges and opportunities related to the European Union's sustainable finance policy and issued recommendations for how the financial sector can better support the transition to a lower carbon economy. The recommendations include clarifying the fiduciary duties of investors with respect to the achievement of a more sustainable financial system and enhancing sustainability-related disclosures by companies and institutional investors. Certainly, there are challenges facing ESG investors. For example, there are data quality challenges that are related to the lack of consistent and comparable data. This is a cross-cutting challenge related to many aspects of sustainable finance, including corporate climate reporting, as addressed by one of the organization's briefs. The organization I'm referring now, the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. Beyond the Horizon, corporate reporting on climate change, the G20s, Financial Stability Board created a task force on climate-related financial disclosures to provide an industry-led option for more comprehensive and consistent corporate climate reporting, which would make it a little easier even for individual investors or potential investors to do the research and find out who's doing what they want them to do, who is being environmentally responsible, aware, caring. Their recommendations included more standardized disclosure of climate-related metrics and targets, and over time, as more companies provide similar types of data on climate-related metrics and targets, increased standardization is likely to develop. Another challenge, though, is the uncertainty of whether the growth of ESG indices is leading to GHG emission reductions and investments in low and zero carbon technologies over and above business as usual. In other words, the question of whether ESG indices create additional results. This is another cross-cutting challenge that's also raised by the announcement of corporate targets for investments in renewable energy. But despite these research challenges, investor interest is growing, both from public pension funds and national government funds and ESG indices, helping achieve the investment goals that are needed to transition to a lower carbon economy. Remember, the carbons are helping to pollute our climate, including our air, and we have to breathe it. And when we breathe it, it goes inside, it affects our lungs, it affects our respiratory systems. How will it be impacting us 10 years from now? Under the United Nations 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda, it's expected that more than $90 trillion of investment is needed to develop low-carbon infrastructure by 2030. And I know some of you are saying, see, we told you it would cost a lot. Notice how they worded it, though. $90 trillion of investment. And when people invest, what do they expect? A return on their investment. And that's why so many people who have researched the matter have pointed out over and over again, just giving us the facts, that when business invests in sustainable, climate-friendly policies and practices, they get back what they put in and then some. Low-carbon technologies, and so you're talking $90 trillion of investment, not just from one country, the United Nations 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda. $90 trillion of investment. What kind of return would we see on that investment worldwide? Low-carbon technologies and infrastructure investment opportunities may become more appealing to companies if they are aware of the opportunity to market them to socially responsible investors and institutional investors. As investor interest in ESG indices grows, we can expect to see more climate-friendly investment opportunities and more potential to make them profitable as corporate America moves toward a low-carbon future. The alignment of private capital with long-term emissions reductions goals is already proven to be a powerful, powerful tool. We're planning to hear from Georgia State Representative Brian Prince. Bring us up to speed with some matters of government, things like budget, upcoming elections, and more. Stay with me. You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. right here on 1550 AM The Voice and online at speakingwith.com.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.